Om Shanti. So today we are very fortunate to have our dear Sudesh Didi with us. So it was a much requested session. There were many requests for a Q&A session. So Didi happily agreed, and we have Didi with us, who is our big spiritual resource. So we would straight away get into our Q&A session. There have been many questions ranging from Jnan points to questions about advanced party souls and also about how to manage our dinacharya. So I have categorized broadly. So let us begin with some questions regarding basic jnana. So Didi, the first question somebody asked is, can you please explain the difference between Manmana Bhava and Madhyaji Bhava?
Om Shanti. These two versions are from the Bhagavad Gita. When Baba speaks about that in the sack of flour, a pinch of salt is truth. So means two direct versions spoken by Shiva Baba, not in Sanskrit, but in simple Hindi language. And that in Sanskrit is mentioned in Gita, man, mana, bhava. Be mind with your mind. Become me, belong to me with your mind. Or make your mind like my mind. Bhava means may you become. And man means mind. And mana means mine, mine means his. So this is a mantra first. In other words, remember me. But how to remember him? And what is the method when we say man mana bhav? First step is turn your mind away from body and bodily relations and from the objects. What you are seeing, the things in this world. Change your direction, which the mind is, the eye of the mind is looking. So turn your mind away from them. Then tune with me, connect with me. So mind was busy on other things. Now when you tune with me, then what Baba is thinking? It is just like when you tune the radio, you switch on any news, doesn't matter where, from whichever place they are connected. They would hear the same news. So when you are connected with the same source, you would be experiencing the same power, the same message that Baba has. So tune with me. Then focus on me. When you are tuned, you are what you are listening, but you are seeing it. Think about it. So then not only your thoughts, your mind is on a surface level connected with me. It begins to think and begins to feel. And then make your mind, be mind with your mind. When you are focused on me, then your mind is catching what My mind is thinking. So you will begin to think like me. So it is be mine with your mind. Make your mind like my mind. So how is God's mind? What is God's mind function? In simple word, God's words, thoughts are ever pure, ever positive, ever powerful, and ever benevolent. So create positive, pure thoughts, powerful thoughts, and benevolent thoughts. Then your mind is focused on me automatically. So be mine with your mind. Then it is Madhyaji Bhava. Remember me with your intellect. Remember me with your intellect. Maya creates disturbance through intellect. And so as the intellect always analyzes, understands, decides, so when we have yoga of the intellect with Baba, Baba is giving understanding, knowledge we are receiving is that why should I remember Baba? I remember Baba to get my inheritance. So Madhyaji Bhava is the picture you see in the middle of Trimurti. You have seen, you have the picture of Trimurti at your home. Brahma Vishnu Mahesh or Brahma Vishnu Shankar. So in the middle is Vishnu. So be mine through Brahma. Shiv Baba is giving you the knowledge, giving us the knowledge that you are a soul, be bodiless and turn your mind towards me. And when you are remembering me, then I give you the inheritance of the kingdom of the golden age. Madhyaji Bhava. It means become as pure, as divine, as perfect Sri Lakshmi and Sri Narayan. It means remember your kingdom, remember your inheritance, remember your degree, what you are going to achieve. All virtuous, completely viceless, 16 celestial degrees, pure and perfection in action. So this is the difference between, in two words is, Manmana Bhava means remembering Baba, Madhyaji Bhava means remembering inheritance. Paradise, golden age.
Okay, thank you Didi. And next question. What are different kinds of service, seva, which we can do? And connected to it is, how to do Mansa Seva for individuals and to the globe or to the whole world?
How many types of service? How to do Mansa Seva?
Individuals. To the globe.
Okay. Service. Mind. Body. Wealth. Skills. Specialities, time. This is different. And Baba says, these are the visible physical things that you can do service, which is otherwise called the service through the mind, service through the words, and service through the action. Mansa, Vacha, Karmana. Through the mind, through speech, and through action. These are three categories of service. But in these three categories, you have to pay attention that you are when you are doing service, it is not only that when you are giving knowledge, you are doing service. But when you are thinking, you are also doing service. Speaking knowledge and giving service is a question of, it's a message, like you are giving a message of God. So these three types of service is through words, through speech, we give a message. We give a Baba's introduction. And when we are actually giving them deeper understanding and teaching yoga, Raja Yoga, we are giving courses and classes, individual or in group. We are connecting them with God. The second type of service is teaching them how to experience relationship with God. Then when you are really giving knowledge, as Baba said, though people say, O God, Father, but they also sing the praise, You are my mother and father, with your blessings, unlimited happiness. And when you think about that Baba's birthright, I received my birthright. Birthright, you cannot take birthright without taking birth. So who is your mother? Baba is father, and who is mother? So I give you the knowledge through Brahma's mouth. And this knowledge gives you spiritual birth. So first thing is, relationship is created. Birth means relationship. If you are not born, you don't have relationship. When you left the body, your uncle, maternal uncle are also finished. Relationship finished. So here we are born, spiritual Brahmins are born to experience relationship with God. And this is the service that you give them. You become an instrument to connect them with Baba. And they are really born. They are not only just get the message. Second type is to make them into a student, make them into Brahmin. Change them with your company, all the disciplines, teachings that we are, from that you are doing through your life, through your example. So third type of service is making life with your own life. By seeing you, they become like you. They are inspired by you. They feel that now their life is blessed and they are old, they do not belong to the old world. They live in the old world, but they are going into new world. So changing their life from Brahmin to deity. It means behavior changes, sanskara change, relationship change. Our service through the mind. So then when we are doing this service, whether we are giving message, whether we are giving courses and classes, the open center, we are using our mind, body and wealth. People say, how you look after your center. We say, we Brahmin ourselves become responsible to run the center with our own mind, body and wealth. Now mind, the service to the mind, in order to give the service to others, first, I have to serve myself. If my mind is not clean, if it is not learned to remain positive, keeping the heart free from any kind of influences, I cannot give good wishes to others. So with mind, you create good wishes. And good wishes can be only created when there is good feelings. If feelings are not good, you are feeling bad about them, you are internally upset, you cannot handle their behavior, and you want to keep yourself safe. Some people say, I don't really like this person. I cannot handle this. But I have good wishes for him. Can there be good wishes? Can it then this way we can do the service with the mind? Mind will not create good feelings. The words are speaking, but mind is not doing that. To do service with the mind means to keep the mind clean, pure, and there should be good wishes coming from the heart with pure feelings as being the ancestors of the whole world. So as Baba has told this Murli, last Murli, Avyakt Murli, that is actually when we are well-wisher of everyone, benevolent for everyone, love for all souls, mercy for other souls, then we are able to do service with a pure mind. And for that it means our yoga with Baba. Serving with the mind means that our mind is connected with Baba, and this power coming from Baba. And then if we have thought of these souls, in that way we become transmitter. The energy comes from Baba, and you become transmitter or medium to send this. You are not sending actually your power, but through your thoughts, because you are connected with them. And also the world service, we know that we are children of the Supreme Father, and so we are serving them with this consciousness that the whole world has to be liberated. Mercy for the whole souls, those who are suffering. Mercy for devotees who are calling God and do not know who God is, do not experience any relationship with God. And also they don't have even the aim and object to actually be connected with God, because they are ignorant, they don't have knowledge. They call themselves, we are Brahma. And if they merge in Brahma element, what will they get? So this is why in our mind there should be a pure, powerful thought to make them belong to Baba. Liberate them from their suffering by having this pure feeling that these souls are also children of Baba, and through our company, through knowledge, through vibrations, you are sending them good wishes. So service through the mind is very powerful thought with faith in intellect and not having any inner conflict and impression. Why, what, where, how? We have to clean, put that full stop, dot. Then we are able to do, we can have good feelings. And so is the whole world. It is Baba is bestowing everything, and we are just only in the middle to serve them as instruments.
Yep, very beautiful. Didi, next question. Somebody asks, Didi, can you give practical method?
Like, but one thing before that, Is it clear? Both questions are clear.
Has your question been clarified fully?
Yes. Yeah. Or anything in this you want to clarify more?
Anything connected to this question, previous question? Or we move forward? Okay. We move forward.
Yeah.
Next question is, somebody asked, Didi, can you give us a practical method or a step-by-step method to get rid of attachment? Attachment. This is attachment.
First thing is to understand that this is a disease. Cross outing from the mind that I want to help that person. Attachment is that I want to help them. So when we begin to, first we have to understand that attachment is causing me sorrow, and attachment is also causing sorrow to other person. Maintain your self-respect that you are bestower of happiness, not giver of sorrow. Now you might think, but how can with attachment we give sorrow to others? In fact, you would have experienced your parents. Have you seen your parents, how they are suffering? Why? Because they think it's my children, my responsibility. I want to say them this, they should accept it, and they are not respecting me. And this, when it is my, it means something belongs to me. And it becomes this attachment is not love. Very important to understand the difference between love and attachment. We are the embodiment of pure love, but not attachment. But what happens when we don't understand pure soul conscious love? In the name of love, you become attached to them, or they become attached to you. So in order to free this thing is, each one has to receive power from Baba. It is not that I am responsible for them. I can help them, but I don't have to worry about it. Attachment creates worry. Attachment creates fear. Attachment leads you to telling lies. Attachment creates the habit of hiding things and turning into making excuses. Attachment deceives the self and also deceives parents and others. And attachment is there because of attachment you become so possessive that you don't want anyone else to help them. You think, I can help them better. A time comes when you lose trust and respect for the seniors as well. You think that if seniors will teach them, they will hurt them, they will perhaps will scold them. So a fear of this, if it's attachment with each other. And so attachment blocks. The worst thing is attachment blocks my own personal relationship with God. And I cannot take the power from Baba because my yoga of the intellect is with the person who I am attached. Even when I am hearing Murli, I am thinking, this point is very good. This soul should understand this. Someone gives you something, you immediately think, oh, this can be help him, useful for him. Every time when you get something good, whoever you are attached, immediately that person comes to your mind. You begin to share everything with them. And this is very big karmic account of keeping the self free. Attachment does not allow us to become an angel. Because why it is not allow us to have yoga with Baba? Because mind is focused on them. Body conscious of myself and body conscious of others. Desires of others and desires of mine. It is just like in the water, you mixing mud. Love is pure. It is virtue. Attachment is vice. And as Baba says, any of the five vices, if are there, you cannot be called pure. So it is not only attachment causes sorrow, but attachment makes me dirty. My mind is filled with mud, worry or fear. So where I first thing is realization that I want to make myself free. Second thing is, each individual soul have to walk with their own legs. They cannot walk with your legs. You can lift someone and give a lift for a short time, but you cannot lift them for all the time. So recognize and realize, what is my purpose of attachment? What others, those who are attached from me, why can't they get this godly power from others? Why only from me? It's my attachment to them and their attachment to me. Takes us away from the family as well as from Baba. It's a great loss. So when realization is there, I want liberation from that, because attachment causes two damages. One is this, it's a bondage. Other, it is burden. And when bondage is there, I cannot progress further, because I'm tied with their karma. I'm tied with their situations. I'm spending my energy, time, what they themselves have solved. But when I have detachment and good wishes, I help them and I'm free, because I keep Baba in the middle. So there is a difference. So this is why attachment will not make me, allow me to become pure and also not peaceful. It's a lot of damage for myself. So start loving yourself. That is your stage, your freedom. And it's a burden as well, because when we begin to take the responsibility of others, it becomes a burden on the head. Because it is not fulfilled, then it is heavy heart, confused brain, intellect is not able to make right decision. Or if it is wrong decisions are made, then a lot of repentance. So time, energy, everything is being wasted. So very important is that this is worse, because it is not lust makes us impure, but all five vices are Ravana. So Ravana will not allow you to be pure. So do I want to become ordinary subject, weak soul or powerful soul? Creating self-respect and self-love, that is freedom for the self.
Yes. Thank you, Didi. Now we have many questions regarding advanced party souls. So let's take them up one by one. So the first question somebody asks is, which roles the souls of advanced party souls take on? And do they still have karmic accounts to settle?
Advanced party atma hai, kis prakar ke role play karte hai? Abhi bhi karmic account hai?
Okay. When we say advanced party, there are two aspects of advanced party. Some have gone with advanced stage. They reach their stage advanced, elevated. And so their role is not ordinary role of a Brahmin, what they have been doing as a Brahmin, giving knowledge, giving classes, giving lectures, giving Baba's message. No, that's that kind of service they don't do. Because karmic account of the old world is not there. They have gone to create a new account for the new world. So these advanced souls, as being messenger, server, and also the practical, making the life with other souls' life, now they are gone to create a new system for the golden age. So in the golden age, human beings will be also human beings. But these human beings will not be of any studying in school of Raja Yoga or thinking that I have to follow the discipline. This has become their natural sanskaras. When you have achieved a degree, you don't study in the school. You start doing job. So Brahmin life is studying in a school. And school, then we get a degree. And then it's the job starts. It's a different level. But this job is what? To set a system, a new culture of divinity, of unity, of purity, of new, with new consciousness, new way of thinking. So of course they have gone in this world somewhere with human beings, took birth. It means they are in the physical body. They are not in the subtle region. But their mind is so powerful. Creativity is clean and clear. So these souls then, wherever they are, as their ideas are elevated, their vision is pure and divine, their thinking is for benevolence, the stage of the soul is actually elevated. And so they automatically connect with each other. So in this way, Baba says, they will touch the scientist, they will touch the government. So touch it means they have to come in touch with them. It's not that they are sitting up above. and touching them. No, it's their life is such a natural example for others that they will see that this one has a special, is a small young child, young in age, but very creative and very clean and pure idea. And so it will touch those who are on authority still, will touch them. So it is their stage as they make others, with stage they make stage, with life they make life. So it is a subtle service without thinking that they are creating golden age. But their life, because life is elevated. So all this network will be of communicating in all departments, whether it's in society, whether it is in politics, or whether it is in the area of still spirituality or politics, society, everywhere, souls will be from different places. And this will create, when other Brahmins are also ready, and time is also there, Baba says, only then the world can change, when you are ready, otherwise signal will not be down. So Baba is waiting for us, and they are also waiting for us. So this service is not a visible service, it's a natural service. Not even with the aim that we are establishing golden age. No, it's a golden stage that create that kind of ideas and then putting them into practical. When Baba calls them back in the subtle region, Baba is not calling them from the new stage. They are, for example, someone is gone and would be baby of two years or 3 years, or for example, that is Janki, 4 years, 5 years now beginning.
Fifth years
begins. So it is means that is a totally different kind of state of mind. When in the subtle region Baba calls Dadi Ji or Dadi Gulzar or other Jagdish Bhai or Ramesh, they come with the old conscious. It is like a film is opened again. Whatever was film there, that film is opened and their conflicted sanskaras emerge. But they don't have the same body. They left the body and body is also finished. But they are visible there. How? This is what Baba projects their picture in the subtle region. Just like when you have dreams, suddenly you see dream, your uncle came in your dream, your friend came in your dream, your mother came in your dream, and they are sleeping, they don't even know that I have gone. I said, oh, you came in my dream. The mother said, I do not know, I did not come to you. But your thoughts have emerged them. Your impressions have called them. And so it is, you see, and somebody have left body 20 years ago and you are seeing them. So when Baba calls them, advanced party souls, they call them from the conference aged advanced stage. And so that's why they give message of the yajna or they give love and remembrances. And they make you feel that they are still belong to us.
Okay. So, a connected question to this. So, how can we experience the sustenance of our departed seniors or dadis?
How can we dadiyon ka palna abhi kar sakte hain?
This is why when we are remembering them, we are remembering them. And so Baba then is actually touching us what their qualities they have. They are sustaining us what they have inculcated in their life. We recall that. And Baba then helps us to get that power in the name of them. The make, for example, somebody has created something very powerful. Now the producer is gone. For example, a factory, in a factory, a very special object is created. For example, a very special soap is created. Now the person who invented the soap, who had the factory, both are gone, but you are using that soap and your clothes are becoming clean. Person is not in front of you, but their product is helping you. So in the same way, when we connect ourselves with their elevated consciousness, what we had experienced, this pure love, good wishes, powerful, so that seed we are also watering. We remember them and we begin to feel that we also have to do that. It is inspiration of their advanced stage, and help from Baba. Because at that time, we are also with honest desire, want to get something from them. Without attachment, without any hesitation of showing what weakness I have. So my honest heart then bringing the print, what the soul is looking for. So Baba's help, their stage, pure powerful stage of selflessness, unlimited service, and our own honest desire of learning something. The service is being done by advanced party, by bringing myself also on the advanced stage.
So there's another question connected to this. Suppose when a Brahman soul leaves the body, and before they take the next birth, do they still remember knowledge, or the minute they leave the body, they forget knowledge? So what happens in that in-between stage? So that is a question.
कोई ब्राह्मण शरीर छोड़ते हैं तो अगले जन्म मिलने के पहले उस बीच का स्टेज कैसा होता है उसको ज्ञान याद रहता है या भूल जाते हैं
There are two different kind of situation in that. The soul actually leaves the body, and yet it means old connection is switched off. Cannot come back to the old one, old mother, old friend, old house. Gone in the womb, the mother, the fetus is ready beforehand. It is predestined drama. We said it happened suddenly, untimely, because they had been not prepared to go. That is untimely. In the golden age, we prepare ourselves to leave the body. This is what it is, that untimely death. Here you wanted to go to a stage programs, but suddenly you realize that there's no plane is going anymore, and you have to catch the same plane to reach there. So they have to leave. So in the same way, the soul leaves the body. Now, new relationship is not sure yet. They have no security of the old new relationship. Switch off from the old relationship. At that time in mother's womb, the soul is free from his own body and also not yet attached to the new body. The whole film, what is recorded in the soul, is able to see. And that's why Baba says that in the womb, the child suffers, the soul suffers and prays God, I would not do anything wrong now, please forgive me. And sometime Baba says that period is also a kind of part of clearing the account with the self. Punishment of Dharmaraj is also experienced. Now in the womb Dharmaraj is not sitting, but the realization, the soul is actually at that time bodiless. And bodiless stage is the righteous stage of the soul. But because it is also with the influence of the body, it does not have clarity. And so it is this soul conscious that soul had practiced before or had not practiced. This realization that now I am bodiless, I don't have a body, I don't have security. What will come in the mind? Only God will come in the mind. Because it's only one God is support for the soul. And so at that time, the soul is also clearing part of its karmic account. So he's remembering not the relations, no, but remembering what the action that soul performed out of compulsion, out of vices, out of weakness. Bodily relations are not remembered. Relations, yeah, but effect. Now the other aspect. When relations are remembering that person, the soul is catching the vibrations. And that vibration does not allow to set them in a new body. So if we are not helping the person which is gone, when we are remembering with attachment or with sorrow or with pain, because they have gone 4 months before to settle in this body, to how the future they use this car. This is a new car. They have to handle it. And if we are pulling them out of attachment, pain, sorrow, crying, that thought will pull them back and they do not know where to go. And so this is why it is always the soul, those who have departed, we have to give them good wishes, pure feeling. Let your new role be good. Not because of our desires or our comforts that we had. We are missing that and we are crying because what we are not going to get. This also has the effect on the soul. This is why. So let that soul realize its own stage and work on the self so that the new relationship is able to catch the energy from the new parents or can catch the love from the new parents. Otherwise, when we are calling, the child is crying without any reason. The mother is hitting the child. Why are you crying when I am giving everything? So real help for the departed soul is our selflessness, our good wishes, and also the soul, relationship of the soul with the self and God.
So, Didi, the question was, if it's a Brahman soul, do they remember knowledge?
No, time to time, that feelings will emerge in them.
Okay.
Not necessarily churning the jnana, but that moments would be of joy, of peace, of love. And if it is remembering jnana, it's not able to share with everyone, no? So it would be in the form of experience rather than the jnana itself.
Okay. So any more questions connected to advanced party souls or any more questions because we are moving to another aspect? You can please take the microphone and talk. Yeah.
Mike?
Yeah, he's coming.
Yeah.
Okay. So she's asking, is there advanced party of scientists? How is the connection between advanced party souls and scientists?
So did you ask a question? Advanced party scientists
एंड एडवांस पार्टी
साइंटिस्ट
और एडवांस पार्टी का क्या कनेक्शन है? या ओके, नाउ दिस इज अगेन द क्वेश्चन ऑफ साइंटिस्ट एंड एडवांस पार्टी. द फर्स्ट क्वेश्चन दैट वाज, इन फैक्ट देयर आर थ्री टाइप्स ऑफ एडवांस पार्टी. First type is, Baba used the word advance. One sister in Delhi, near Delhi, in a village. She was young, 21 year or 22 years old. She left body in young age, the first one in this gathering of 350 BKs. It was when they came back here. It was the young one and gone. Maybe old one would have left the body someone, but this one, the young one, and Baba says she is gone in advance. So these kind of souls, and that I remember that then because she was young age, and I was also very young, that Didiji personally took with me and put in that. It is actually Gurugama, where we have our center now, ORC, but it was a village, now it is advanced place, Gurugama. So, because I was young in age, they said that the class will feel more comfortable if the teacher is young, and so it will help them. Anyway, so that was very good for me also to keep that in mind, that I am able to give the knowledge what she was able to give. I can handle and I can give them that feeling that certainly they are experiencing attention and care. So it was a training for me to live in the center. I was living in a center beforehand, but not alone with some other senior, and here no other senior, and I myself have to play that role. Drama was perfect. So that time Baba said she is gone in advance. She has some karmic account to clear and will come back, will take knowledge again. So some souls leave the body, but they have to settle the karmic account with the new parent, society, body, whatever it is. And then they take knowledge. But in their sanskaras, love for Baba, love for knowledge, love for family, very natural. And they become part of BKs very quickly. And everyone feels that this one is not a new person. This one had been with us, just came in the new costume. So these kind of souls run in Baba's knowledge very fast, and also loved by all, supported by many, and they themselves are also creative, enthusiastic, but still they have to clear the karmic account. So this was one type of advance party. The second advance party is the advanced stage souls. Those who reached their level, Mama became completed, Vishwa Kishore Dada complete, Dadi Ji, we could see that she was living only to serve us. In the same way, all Dadi Gulzar, completely Baba was there, and was the feeling in the moment, Baba and Dadi, no difference. So in the same way, Dadi Janaki, unlimited, detached, when you look at them, they are there only to do service for others, but not to do any service, any kind of efforts for the self. Their efforts were just benevolence, 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 godly quality. These are called the advanced party, actually. And then the new souls who leave body, we say they joined the advanced party. They are not with the advanced stage, but they joined advanced party. Baba will give them a new beautiful role. But of course they have gone with good sanskaras, so they will join them to help in a different level. not with the same bright, pure, elevated consciousness, but according to their stage they went. And third type of advanced party is scientists. Because they create all the external thing ready. Palaces, vimans, their activity and creativity. So advanced, these scientists are third type of advanced party. Those who physically are there, and also with their specialities and their skills, they are creating the new things, which will be, but for that, also, though they are not like Brahma Kumar, Brahma Kumaris, but their life is, as they are focused on matter, so they are detached from the worldly way of living. They are in the society, but not focused on the society, culture, system, time, and they're totally in a different world of matter. Purifying matter, advancing benevolent, bringing good things in matter. Among scientists is also stages. There are scientists which are more body conscious, and their creativity is also not actually divine. When these souls, those who have gone, will also touch the scientist, and they themselves can also become scientists. Of course, they are, because they have gone with a bright intellect and pure intellect, so they become ready to create palaces. That's why in no time, one night the palaces, in few hours the palace is created, the minds come on the surface. So this is technology. So these are actually the advanced party, those who physically, without taking knowledge, but coming in contact with the advanced party souls. So they are supported by them. And so they are also experiencing this perfection of this world.
Oh. युग में अब तुम्हें आना
So these souls do experience the joy of what they have created. But if they have not been connected with Baba, the inheritance of 21 births, that they don't receive. And also, but they get the reward of what service they have done to create the new technology and to create the benefit of it for the golden age. When they come at their own time, so then at that time is reward for them. And even in the end, so their intellect is able to catch and go and research the technology that in the end even the atomic energy will not be destructive. It destroys the old world, but without pain. Now, for example, the atoms that were created before in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, that time, Japan time, people suffered for a long period of time. And they received not blessings, they received pain and sorrow from the hearts of others. And in other words, not any kind of comfortable stage for them, must be pulling them or repenting them. What they created. But it was always ego. When you create something very special, then even if it is harmful, it was ego inside. And these souls then create with the benevolence conscious because of the energy around them. The advanced parties touching and power is benevolence because godly karya. It is heaven is being created. Paradise is creating where is only happiness, peace, comfort, nothing, vices are not existing. So they enjoy this first the birth that they are with the body. And then when they come back, certainly at that time they also get the reward. And even this time also their intellect then reawakens, like we Brahmins, we also had lived impure life, vicious life. We can see the change in ourselves and our original qualities are emerging. So they also get, they go home and then come back at their own time when they have to get the comfort from matter. So this is what it is.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Any more questions? Or back to effort making questions?
Yog kare thodi der.
Or thoda question
se? Ek do question aur hai.
Yes.
Okay then.
So, these are regarding managing the time. Somebody asks, living in the center abroad, we have to wake up early on Thursdays, make bhog, ready by 5:45. So, is there any way to simplify? Or is it always necessary that variety is made? I think this is a question from somebody.
विदेश में भोग जल्दी लगाते हैं थर्सडे के दिन गुरुवार के दिन
भोग
हाँ. तो क्या हमेशा वैरायटीज बनानी है या सिंपल बना सकते हैं कैसे मैनेज करना है टाइम को
वेयर देयर इज लव टाइम इज क्रिएटेड ऑफ कोर्स क्लेनलीनेस इज नेक्स्ट टू गॉडलीनेस व्हेन वी आर मेकिंग भोग एवरी डे offering to Baba. Of course, I can understand those who are working, those who have limited time. So they can make small things, baked things, it is fine. When it is a special day, then of course, give your time and energy. It's not only just to offer Baba. It's an opportunity for us at that time to stay in remembrance and cook nice things, so then we also enjoy and Baba does not eat. It is extra time for us because before Thursday, we are cleansing we are cleaning the potential, the center. So five benefits are there in it. Bhog is not bhakti, bhog is not ritual, bhog is not a compulsion. It's an expression of love. And it is benefit, five things are practical gift from in the name of bhog offering. First thing is cleanliness to next to godliness. Because Thursday is the day we have created a natural system. On Wednesday, center is clean, pots are clean, everything is put it in this way. Hygienic thing, it's benefit for us. Second thing is it makes us karma yogi. When we are doing this, it is in Baba's remembrance. Our own karmic organs are also becoming pure, not only the cleanliness is there. Cooperation comes. People do not come every day, but they come to help to center the, clean the center at bhog, helping. So you create helping hands to this. They cannot teach, but then they can clean Baba's home. This becomes, their relationship becomes stronger. Third thing is, it creates natural relationship. When you are going to buy fruit or vegetable or sugar or whatever you need to cook, it's for bhog I am getting. I'm buying for bhog. So at that time is also you are not shopping, but in fact you are in Baba's remembrance for Baba getting something which you need to cook. Fourth thing is, it teaches you discipline. If I am cooking something and we don't have to offer, this is what was in ordinary life. The mother is cooking and at the same time, in the name of tasting, one plate is eaten already. not any discipline and no hygienic in this aspect. And here, after becoming Brahmins, even we are have come from job and really hungry, and another brother has cooked food for evening, and the one says, "Oh, I'm very hungry," and brother says or sister says, "Let just wait. I have not offered yet." And where is that hunger gone? Okay, all right, we can offer together. So discipline is already, it teaches us discipline. Another aspect is, it creating a society system that we eat together. Cook bhog is there, it becomes a party type thing. Brings the family together. Another aspect is our positive karmic account with Baba. Baba doesn't eat, but in the name of bhog, we put money in the box. In the name of bhog, we buy things what are needed, because it is not that everyone is bringing flowers, everybody is bringing, there's no need for everyone. They put money in Baba's box. They want to offer something and five people have said, "I want to offer." But it would not be cooked so much. But it would be cooked in their bhavana is to offer bhog that goes in the Baba's box. And that with that money is used to buy the ingredients. So their bhog is being offered every day because they have put money in Baba's box. And from that things are bought. So though even they did not buy, still their money is being used. Because generally, it is such a wonderful machinery that what comes from Brahmins, that will be for food, etc. Other money come from different types of donation. Either will go for hiring hall, or will go for printing literature, or will go for making programs. Because we are not buying the money, we are not eating the money. Coins we are not eating, pounds or sterling we are not eating. We are eating the but it automatic system is there. What is bought, average will be the same. So this is what it is. If it is really pressure, really, really, not to, okay, Didi said, you can buy fruit and we can offer fruit. That is in really situation is such. Then in order to offer love and your gratitude, okay, in some time, but not to make system, okay, every day I buy fruit and every time, you know, cooking itself purifies my sense organs, creates a family environment. We eat together, we cook together. This is right.
Yes, thank you, Didi. We take one last question in interest of time. Somebody asked, Didi, we are from Grihasth, live in the families, and we have very recently come to Baba, and there is very little time for self-transformation and anything can happen suddenly. So please give a suggestion or an advice how to increase Purusharat and is it possible to attain perfection in the short time?
Why not? Time is not a question. It is a question of deep, really transformation of our old system. And that is because we are careless. And if I really have to, like Baba says, when in school, though you have joined later on, and you really are determined to get first division and scholarship, you work on yourself. You give your time. In the same way, I don't have to think that because I have come late, I will not be transformed. I cannot become perfect. A lot of benefit is there if you have come late. You get everything ready-made. You do not actually make so much effort that all of us have made it. Before that, we used to actually, it is just like, we used to chew the cane, right? Sugar cane. You got the juice, then you got sugar and ready-made sweet, right? So in fact, you have got the benefit from the company, others, classes. Every time everything is open, my point is that you have many support from different ways which can help you. We were drinking milk and you are eating ghee and sweet, ready-made everything.
So anyone else has a burning question? Can come forward? Yes, please come.
Just going back to the scientist, one more question. With the atomic energy not being pure yet when they create it and causing pain to others, is that their karmic account, the pain that others suffer, or the ones that use the atomic power?
Yeah. Atomic energy, of course it is atomic energy. And now the atomic that has been created, it is actually help to clean the world. So people will not suffer. Of course it's a poisonous energy, but they leave the body straight away as they breathe in. So without any suffering, leave the body. Second thing, natural calamities also help God. Scientists help God, nature helps God, and we Brahmin help God. It is three ways of bringing transformation or destruction. So nature actually cleans the on one side. This is I think, very deep aspect of the souls who have deep concept in them that how my body is disposed. Some people definitely want to be buried. Indian system, definitely their bones should go in the water. Some think that it should be used for nature. Natural calamities fulfills the desire. The earthquake takes place. Bodies will be buried. The ocean erupts. Water will take them into this. Fire erupts, the body will be burned. So on one side this nature helps to finish the nature. The mother nature takes care of the creation, which is the body itself. The second aspect is that soul should not suffer. So atomic energy will be created in that way, that in one breathe, you breathe in and you go away without fear, without any kind of suffering. Of course, final moment is also very important to remember Baba. And Baba says, wonder would be that even this atomic energy taking place, situations are happening, but you will be still safe in it. So more yoga power is there, and you have developed BKs, Baba's children, yogi children, real yogi children, have created an aura around them. Poisonous energy will not affect them. Because the golden age will not be created by babies. The golden age is created with the society. So for all age people will survive here. And so this is why it is the wonder how in drama everything has to happen. It is pre-planned, but its own time it reveals. Okay, now a few minutes meditation.
So, right. Thank you, Didi, for wonderful some clarification.
Questions which were there already put. Na?
Yes, yeah, okay. Finished all the questions.
Yes. And thank you for questions. And now, and now a few minutes meditation.